dragons. They're not just mythology.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the children's book, The Dinosaurs of Eden. Ken, are you saying the dragons were real creatures?
Well, I'm sure listeners have heard about the flood legends that have come down from many different people groups around the world. And many of these legends are very similar to the Bible's account of Noah's flood. For instance, the Australian Aborigines, before they even met missionaries, had stories about a global flood. There were even three sons in a boat, and many other similarities to the Bible's account. And the same can be said of the legends of the American Indians, Fijians, Eskimos, in fact, cultures all around the world. Now, the reason for this, Mark, is that these people are all descendants of Noah. They handed down the story of the flood to succeeding generations. The stories have changed over the years, but the similarities to the Bible are still there. Well, I believe the same sort of thing happened with dragon legends. These stories are based on real encounters with real beasts. These stories exist all over the world, handed down from their forefathers. So what were the dragons? Well, when you read about the descriptions of many of these dragons in the old history books, you suddenly realize they actually fit many of the descriptions we have today for dinosaurs. Yes, I think dragons were probably dinosaurs.
Do you have more questions about dinosaurs? Go to our website for faith-building answers. And by going to our site, you'll discover how you can receive a free copy of Ken's fascinating booklet, What Really Happened to the Dinosaurs? Go to AnswersRadio.com.